Welcome to Queen Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is Queen Talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
Dude, cuz.
What it do?
How the hell are ya?
First off, you did not say what it do, ooh.
Oh my God, you're right. What it do, ew.
How the hell are you, Bob?
You wanted to do that? You were waiting for me. Girl, woo. You know, I'm doing well. I am doing well today.
Better than last week. I edited last week and yo.
Did I sound tired? Because
you were through. Spent. Those were the punches. Oh, yeah. Got to be quicker than that.
I was trying to throw hands, but I was
the good fight, girl.
Yeah, but you know, it's a new week.
Yes.
It has been a pleasure. It's been a great week this week. Here we are. I'm doing well. I am a little tired today, but I'm not too tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well.
How are you?
Yo, I'm doing good. I'm excited for this weekend.
Yes.
Last weekend was really good too. Like,
yes,
I felt good.
Wow. Let's talk about it. Last weekend, me and Bae had a little soiree.
Oh.
We had a anything but a cup party, and boy was it. We had such a great time. Jordan and the gang came. Her friends came. We really just had a good time. We played some amazing games. Like, it was good. That was a great start to the week, honestly.
Yeah, it really was. Like, it was. You didn't even know. So in the car, right, as far as bringing anything but a cup. So we were supposed to bring anything but a cup to drink out of.
Yes.
So Ebony pulls out her her item.
Yes.
And it's a toothbrush holder. And the thing was, is like, I had several different ideas. I had an idea to get a pumpkin, carve it out, drink out of the pumpkin, you know, to be festive.
Oh, wow.
And then I went to the movies and with my mom, and I was telling her about it. And she was like, you should get a syringe. And I was like, bet. So I went to Target. I was like, well, I'm going to do my shots, like, just pump. Like, I was ready.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Went into a super Target, sis.
Uh-huh.
I had everything in my head, my hand, but that. Like, I was finding things on clearance. I had a mug. I was like,
stay focused.
It looked so good in there. But also, I could not find it. I just couldn't find.
You went to the medicine aisle, you can find it?
Oh, I was not on the medicine aisle. Damn, what? Didn't think about that.
Where was that? Looking for a syringe.
I was thinking maybe it'd be near the cookware.
Oh, you're trying to get a
turkey. Yeah, the turkey baster. That's actually really my mind was just like, it'll be in the kitchen. I don't know.
Oh,
why
didn't
I think to go buy the medicine?
Yeah, that's where the syringe is. I mean, in my head, I don't know, because I associate it with work. So I'm like,
I didn't even think about that. Well,
my cousin was like,
fail.
Turkey basically.
You know, GT.
You just have a mouth full. Oh, wow.
I really can't stand you.
Whoa.
You don't have a mouthful. That's so embarrassing.
Whoa, Nelly.
I mean, I felt that I would be able to control how much went inside of it. And that would be... but yes. Anyways, y'all, it was a fail.
It's fine.
And yes. So I decided on a toothbrush holder myself. So when I told Ebony, she was like... wow. She was like, damn, I thought I was doing a damn thing. Like, I cannot believe that you had my idea. She was like, I was so creative with this. And I was like, wow, sis, I got this off a whim because I was desperate. Like,
dang.
It's crazy when you're looking for something because it's like you don't want something that's cup-like.
Right.
I wanted it to be more creative, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah. I ended up having a beaker. It was a festive beaker. It was purple. It had poison on it. So it was very much cup-like, but it was a beaker and it had poison on it. So I thought it was cute. but I definitely understand, like, the creative aspect. It's like, you got to start now. Like, you got to start
early creativity. Girl, like,
you got to put some stuff together. You have to order something. But even when you go on Amazon, like, everything is, like, very, like you said, cup-like. So
you
got to put some real thought into it.
So Super Shoulder really wasn't. I essentially had a cup. So, and boy, did Yana tell me to fill it. And
shot a clap.
I was mixing a lot of different liquors. I'm glad that I didn't know how that night was going to end, but I was like, you know what? We'll be fine. Just drink water.
Girl. No tolerance. Yo, you got an iron stomach or something.
No.
Because.
But you've seen it go bad.
Sorry,
a few times.
One time, cuz.
A few.
That time Melissa made you get a drink, a little ice cream sundae.
That's the time that I wasn't even thinking about. So that just shows you there's a few. The bushes.
We'll talk about that one day, but not today. We're going to talk about that one day, though.
We're going to let that slide. But anyways, yes.
So... more of the story. Great weekend. Amazing week. A week is going amazing, and we're getting ready for another amazing weekend because this weekend is One Music Fest, and Korea is coming. Look at me. We're going to have an amazing time, so y'all can hear about that next week.
Yes.
For sure.
So Halloween. Have you done anything Halloween-like? I have not. Like, I sat here and was like, ooh, like, yeah, we be watching scary movie. I haven't watched one scary movie.
Besides the boo shots I made for the party, nothing. Oh, Zion Duke got a
those boo shots were cute. Hold on.
Zion got a costume.
I traded my shot with old boy, and I think I left it. Somebody probably scooped that.
We got three left. There were two vodkas and one tequila.
I had the tequila one.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah, sorry, y'all. But no, I have not. Zion has a costume. My mom got him a costume. I got him a costume. So, girl, he's ready, but I have done nothing.
I love to see dogs in little costumes.
Yes, they're so cute. I think, you know, I was thinking, and I think that maybe we have passed this point. I don't know if we passed the point or if it's just not on my timeline.
This point as in Halloween
celebrations? As in the Halloween celebrations. Like, I feel like I used to see more advertisements for parties. Like,
everybody
people
sleep.
ramping up. I have seen more yards decorated. Not gonna hold you on that.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not seeing any
yard
around
decorations
me.
Go crazy over here in Tucker, Decatur. Saw them out in the yard decorations going crazy. But as far as actual events and stuff, besides Megan's hottie wing party that we did not receive an RSVP to, sis, why did you do that to us? Besides that, no, I have not.
Yeah, she really played us, bro.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the second year. She's like, hey, hotties. And then we.
But what happened the first time?
I don't remember, but all I know is that
wasn't like that, though. Like, okay, y'all, she put something on her story. Y'all probably seen it. She put something on her story, and we had to, like, RSVP via an email.
Yeah, that's I was weird. Like, what do we put in the email?
Yeah.
It gave no directions. It just was like,
nothing.
RSVP.
Like, RSVP housewife. So just maybe we send the RSVP and show up.
You know, she's not signed. Like, you know, she's with that label that she's been trying to, like, split with, and you know, Carl, I think he's like Eva. What's her name?
Oh, Eva Longoria. I mean, not Longoria, Eva
Lozada.
Oh,
the one from Basketball Wives. She was his. They were like married and everything, but he was like abusive or something went wrong. And
oh, wow,
anyways. But he is like the owner of that record label. And I think it's the same record label that has the girl who said she wouldn't go to the club with anyone unless they were cute.
Oh my God.
No. Erica Banks.
Erica, yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, makeup.
So I'm wondering if maybe she's just going through some transitions as far as getting things together. I think that, what is it? It's like Jay-Z. Dang, what is Jay-Z's label?
Rockefeller?
Is that right?
Oh,
I mean, yeah. I feel like it is, but it's. I think there's another name I'm thinking about, but they manage Megan, but I don't think she has, like, she's technically independent right now. Anyway. I just brought that up because the whole RSVP thing is a little crazy. I'm like, whoa, who's taking care of this?
I mean, I'm not Rockefeller. I'm sorry, guys. It is Rock Nation.
Rock Nation.
It's the rock.
Okay. You said Rockefeller. I'm like, what's this? Rockefeller, lean back. Yo, you aging us for real?
Isn't Rockefeller like something in New York, or it's a big famous hotel or something?
Yeah, I think it used to be like a mogul. And no, it's, hey, I'm sorry, a lot of things we blitted in.
Sorry, guys.
Forgive us. Yeah.
Ooh.
But I look forward to seeing her this weekend.
Yeah, okay. It's a baby. We've seen her several times, and every time she never disappoints.
Wow, we really have seen her twice.
Yeah. This will be the third? Yeah.
This will be the third time. But I feel like this will be, like, the most impactful. I don't know, like.
Yeah, this is, like, her at the height. We saw her when she was on the come up.
Yeah.
She opened. It was when she popped up with, or no, she opened for Future.
Right.
She opened for Future. And
I remember, I felt like I was more excited about her. Because I think it was, like, Future and Meek Mill. Ooh,
yeah.
I could have really left for him. I was ready to go. Yeah. I think he went on before Future, though, so we kind of had to stay.
Yeah.
You know what I realized, though? I actually thought about him. I was like, Future seemed like he don't even, like, go on tour no more. Like,
dang.
He sold his catalog. I mean, he's really good. Like, he's helped a lot of people write and everything. He still makes music, but I don't feel like he feels like he needs a tour.
Sold his catalog. What does that mean?
You know how people can sell certain, like, I guess, like, rights to their music, essentially, yeah. And I think it can be from, like, a certain time period. I don't know. It's been a big topic of discussion because, you know, Quality Control, I think that they sold their label, really. I mean, the artists are still all together, but... And they were just saying, like, yeah, this was... it might have been earlier in the year or later last year. I was like, wow, how does that impact... I don't know. I don't like us not being behind.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to, like, our culture, our music, because then it can get kind of
tricky.
Yeah, and you start to wonder, like,
who was Future signed to?
I actually don't know who Future was signed to. That's a good question. I have no idea.
Yeah. So he's still making music, though.
You remember growing up, we used to literally know who everybody was signed to. That was really a thing. But
things
now,
are different now. Things are very different.
And sometimes people even rep, like, murder. Yeah. Like, you could help but know. White God.
Oh, shoot.
Murder, Inc. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Okay, so what are we getting into today, Yans? Our fake news.
What? Before we do fake news...
Oh.
We are actually going to get into something very serious. We think it's better to just get into it now, and then we will just dive into everything else. But something something very relevant, something very important is happening over in Palestine.
This is real news.
Yeah, this is very much real news. It's happening in Palestine. So let me just get to it. So there is a big war going on in Gaza. And between Gaza, the Hamas, Palestinians, and Israel.
Yes.
There's a big war going on. Honestly, they've been fighting for many, many years.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while. But for some reason, like, Western media just has not really covered it.
Yeah. I feel like it's been kind of spurts. Like, certain things will happen and we'll get, like, you know, a little flash of it. But at this point, it's getting so out of hand that it is being covered, like, widely by like our media. The UN is like, people are calling for ceasefire. It's just getting really out of hand.
Yeah, genocide is happening. Genocide is taking place.
Exactly. And
I think that it's just really a testament to the state of humanity right now, mm-hmm. in regards to especially how people in our country are reacting to what's going on over there. And I was actually talking to my cousin last night about this because, like, obviously there was an attack on Israel from the Hamas, which has kind of become like they're being advertised as like a terrorist group. And I think in many ways they kind of are. But it's very much in reaction to Israel and how the Palestinians have been treated. Like, there's been a buildup there. And what's really interesting, though, that I found out recently is that Hamas was actually funded by Israel at one point.
Yes.
And that was like, yes. What? There was like a peace organization, and I think that they wanted to like dismantle that. So they funded Hamas. And so, like, there's a lot of circulation and things that I think people are not really aware of. And I'm still learning, honestly, so I'm not really able to get on here and give, like, a whole breakdown what's understanding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think it is important for us. I think this is a great time to really ask yourself, like, how aware are you about things that are going on outside of, like, yourself, your own community, what's going on, like, in the world? Like. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't even know really what's going on in America. Like,
yeah.
I've had conversations with people just talking about, like, you know, the education system, mm-hmm. how laws are being passed to kind of, like, support ignorance, you know, so that certain people like Trump can be in place. And, like, they're not even aware of that. So what's going on in Palestine is genocide. Like,
yeah, it's really sad. Like, I was like looking at some stuff last night, and I was looking at some stuff today, and all the footage. I mean, obviously, if you're looking at the footage, it's awful. But even today, as I was driving along, like not looking at anything, you're just thinking of the thought of innocent people dying. It's like heartbreaking, obviously.
Yeah, it is.
Like you mentioned, the Hamas was funded by Israel. And also Gaza, Palestine is like, Israelites, I don't know if that's the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Israelites are actually in Gaza. And that's the main reason why they're like, Israel, you're bombing Gaza and your people are here. But Israel is like, Hamas have come for us and we're coming back. It doesn't matter.
And it's like, but they're going
not here now, then
they're
overdoing
it though. It's crazy. Like, I mean, obviously war is never the answer.
Right.
It's more so just like a big ego thing. And mm-hmm. it's really politicians. So from what my understanding is that the leader in Israel is very much so like our Trump. He very much has rhetoric that is hateful towards Palestinians. And it's like, why? But also, the whole idea of people coming to Israel to settle down and reclaim land that they feel like was theirs because of text thousands of years ago. It's like, you can't just come into somebody's home and push them out. Like,
yeah.
People that are established, and these are people that are like from America, from New York, just yeah. right, like have no ties, are really like white people. You know what I mean? And yeah. for them just to go into like other people's homes, push them out. There are just so many layers to this, y'all, that
yeah.
I'm making it an effort though to. Like, I have books that I want to read. There are people, especially in the Black community, there are a lot of ties to things that, you know, Blacks have experienced in America to what's happened in Palestine. Like, Palestine really is, like, I mean, in Native Americans. Yeah. Like, I just saw a movie over the weekend called Killers of the Flower Moon, I'm sorry. And the movie is just about this Native tribe who are pretty much exiled to this land, in America. But unbeknownst to the American government, this land was full of fuel, of oil. So these Indians became rich. I mean, rich. And so these white people were coming into the land and coming from all over looking for work. But a lot of them were also killing these Indians. And there were no repercussions for it. They were robbing them. Some were even marrying them in hopes of, like, just getting their money. And what they would do is they would marry someone that was Indian and then kill them because and they take out insurance. They do things to prepare to ensure that they would get money. And so it's just like, it's just an evilness. But yeah. Essentially, all of this comes not even from outside of Israel, just the British government, like, saying, hey, we're going to find somewhere for these people of Israel to go. And then just assigning it to, it just happened to be, it wasn't even Israel yet.
Yeah.
Israel was made up after the fact. So it's just so many layers.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing that it's just the humanity.
Yeah. It is treacherous over there right now.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is caring about who is dying. They're just like, we're fighting. And like you said, it's like they're fighting for land that essentially is, I guess, besides none of theirs. Like, I don't really know whose land it is. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I really don't know. Also, I want to go back to something because I know that I heard that also Israel had been funding the Hamas, but also I heard the Hamas were actually not spinoff, but like they were, I guess, backed or another group that was like backed by ISIS, which is the same people in, I think that's Iraq or Iran. So that was like my understanding. But like you said, like, there's so many different layers. There's so many things we truly don't know.
It all comes back to colonialism.
Yeah.
White people coming into lands that's not theirs and like establishing rules, taking the resources and not thinking about the people that are placed there already.
Yeah.
And not considering the life that is there already and just trying to do it for resources. Like, it's just very, it's very unfortunate. But at the end of the day, the bigger problem is just that, like, the Palestinian healthcare system is completely down.
Yeah.
Hospitals have been bombed, churches.
There's another point that was brought up on the news that actually possibly the hospital bombing that happened most recently was actually a bomb that was planted by the Hamas to make matters worse. And so that people would support them more than they were supporting Israel. So they planted the bomb saying, oh my God, Israel just bombed a hospital. All these kids, women, sick people, 500 people plus dying, you know, everything like that. Or
see, I haven't seen that. What I saw, and see, and that's what's also very scary about this moment too, is because a lot of Western media is giving false information. So I've been trying to diligently not watch any Western media because I don't believe it.
Yeah.
And so what I was seeing was that Israel absolutely did it. There was somebody from some military, like, official person that, like, tweeted, like, they were proud of it. But then when they start seeing the negative impacts, they took it back. So, and it even, there was a video that showed where the missiles were coming from. And it was like, if it was from within, it they were saying, like, it couldn't have, from the direction it was coming from. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I really don't know but that's just really weird. Like, why would they do that? Like, that doesn't make, and so the propaganda that is being
spewed,
absolutely. I mean, who are we, honestly, to even really you know, my thing is like when people are like Team Israel, I'm just like, so what are you? Yeah. I feel like it's not even really a team thing. It's like these Palestinians have been, they're completely guarded by Israel military. They have no way out. And then you guys are blocking like water, food. Like this is beyond, like it's no.
Inhumane.
Yeah.
Inhumane.
They have the upper hand in so many ways. So it's like, it's not even a fair fight. So it's interesting to see that those same people are in support of Ukraine, where we see that Russia is like the big dog and very much intimidating, and it's not a fair fight. But then we go and support Israel. And I honestly don't know what this means for Joe Biden. Like, but he is retracting a lot of statements and, oh, so I support Israel. Oh, we continue to stand by. It's like, your language is false. False. Where's the white? If you watch The Office, you know. False. Like, so anyways, I just like prayers, but I think the best thing that we can do is to educate ourselves and not be ignorant.
Yeah. And it takes time and it takes effort. A lot. And it takes work, because all that stuff that I was seeing, like, I was like pulling up articles. I was like, dang, I don't know what I'm supposed to be reading. I don't know who I should be believing. It's just kind of like, who, what, when, and where, and why. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, you really have to do, like, a lot of research.
So I think it's important to look for, like, unbiased media. If you can find some that's specifically from Palestine or... I mean, me personally, staying away from colonizing media, like, countries that are known to colonize and not support, like non-white people. I'm sorry. Like
I don't know. I want to seem like I'm picking a side, because I truly don't. I don't know what's.
I'm really absolutely going picking on. A side on this one. I'm sorry. There's just no way to not, like.
Maybe I don't know enough to, maybe I feel, yeah, I don't feel like I know enough to pick a side.
Yeah, because once you start really reading, so you have one group of people who didn't choose, and you have a group of people that chose to move from where they were to Israel. Mm-hmm. Like, you're from Brooklyn, or you're from, that's literally what my cousin said, like, you're from Brooklyn. Like, this is not your home. You don't have to be out here. And then you're moving into like this big house. You're like, oh, I'm in this, like, and it's like, yeah, but all these families had to leave. So I don't know. And then when I see like, again, like, I don't know if you've seen like how many people have died.
A lot. Yeah.
From the Palestinian side. Yeah, I'm definitely a Team Palestine. So, but war is evil. So it's not a good look either way.
So are the Hamas not a terrorist group that came to Israel and bombed them that made Israel retaliate?
Right, but I think that, so Hamas does not speak for the civilians in Palestine.
Right, that part I know.
And but also, so we just said that Israel funded Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Hamas is retaliating against all the things that Israel has done over the years.
Oh.
So you're looking at one, there's like one, which is terrible. Like, what Hamas did is not okay. That's not to justify what they're doing at all. But what I'm saying is that Israel, in its entirety, in its building, it's never been right. You're forcing people out of their homes. Like, That's I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I'm like, no, I don't know what else to say. Like,
yeah. I'm gonna have to educate myself some more then, because
me too. Because I honestly have not even.
There's like Bible scholars who say it's a holy war that's been going on for all the way since back then.
Yeah.
Ever since God promised like Abraham the land. Like,
yeah.
All the way back then.
Yeah.
So.
But I think the thing was right. So. There was a point where there was like a world war. And there were all of these like Jewish people that had nowhere to go. They were taken to this land. And then the people there had been living peacefully. It was majority Muslim people there. So they bring all these Jewish people there. And now like, it's a little bit of like unease. So there have their, so these Westerns, like colonial peeps are coming in and saying, okay, now we have to establish some type of law because we just brought these people over here to these people's land. Like, I don't know. There's no other way to see it. I'm sorry. Okay, so we're just going to leave this here. And again,
I got to do just,
yes, just read.
I don't know. We just don't know.
Yeah, just read, guys. I'm going to read, and I'm sure that we'll be finding out a lot more as time goes. We'll be probably coming back to this topic in the future.
So. Yeah.
Prayers to everyone.
Yes, we definitely have to stay prayed up. That's one thing.
Sure. Whew. Okay.
All right, y'all. So on a lighter note, now that we've talked about the business for today, on a lighter note, let's get into some fake news. So this is a list going around. It's been compiled by women on social media of places that are like not allowed, of where they would not like to go on dates, on first dates. The list is 28 places long.
Like, God, like, how y'all... I don't know who women got together and made this list, but it's long.
It is very long. And some of them I actually do not agree with. Some of them I do. So we're going to get into this list a little bit. The list, like I said, is 28 places long. So Jordan, what places, actually let's talk about this. What places on this list would you remove? So which places would you actually be okay with going on the first date?
I pulled up the ones where women approved of the places.
Okay.
And I don't know. I was trying to bring up the men's approval, but anyways.
Wait, let me see the approval one.
Here.
Is the one that people don't want to know.
I will screenshot this and put it in here.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so out of the places that I would not go... Well, mind you guys, most of these are like places that I would that I would go. There's a few that I wouldn't. So they have Denny's on here. I've never been even a Denny's commercial. It just don't look good. I've never ate there, but no. I'm not opposed to going and eating breakfast. But you know, but that's not it. Church is also, how is that a date? What are, am I here for the Lord? You a distraction. This is my time with the Lord.
Exactly. Like,
that's crazy. Like, what are we, like, teenagers? Like,
I don't know. I've heard of people going on first dates at churches.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's, like, we're going to go to church together as our first date.
Can you please explain?
I mean, that's it. I mean, they just, I don't know them. I have heard stories. Let me just make clear that up.
Oh my God. That sounds so Southern Belt. That's so Southern Belt like.
It's like strapped.
Wow, do we get married in 2 months and have a kid? Get out of here.
This girl.
That's wild.
Today, y'all. So yeah, church is I would that's gonna
church,
stay on the list.
I mean,
although I love Jesus and I don't mind going to church with my partner. I'm not having
Well, you're not how are you able to communicate?
I'm not going on a first date though. Not a first date. You can't communicate unless we're going to lunch after.
The only time you get to talk with them is they when they say, "Okay, look at your neighbor." Come on, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
The other one for me is family functions. First date? I removed it. Why?
Oh, you were removed. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Maybe I asked the question backwards.
Okay. What was your question?
For example, number 17 on the list is Starbucks. I'll remove that because I don't mind Starbucks as a first date. Church can stay on there because I would not want to.
Oh, I'm looking. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. So
look at the first place that you originally put on here.
Okay, so I'm removing places that I mess with. Okay.
Yes.
So probably one through six I could keep.
Okay.
I mean, Chipotle is not the best place, but.
I mean, I eat Chipotle, but I don't want to go there on the first date.
I really don't want to. Yeah. Okay. No. So we might
have to leave. I eat these places, I still don't want to go.
We might have to leave Chipotle on there. Now, I don't really. I'm sorry. I hate Applebee's. Like, you cannot pay me to go there ever again.
I won't even go there without. I won't go there with my family. Like, no.
They got like dollar drinks.
I still won't go. I have been Applebee's actually with my family, but I'm not going there on the first date.
I used to love it as a kid.
Yeah, I'm not. Applebee's has gone downhill. 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
would
tumbling.
Not recommend.
Rumbling, tumbling.
Yeah, definitely fumbling. Not doing that. But
big fumble.
I actually would not go to the movies on a first date.
Yeah, because I mean,
you can't talk.
That's what little teenagers do. Like, oh, I'm gonna go to the movies.
They just be trying to make
then we're
out.
Gonna kiss in there.
Yeah.
No,
that's
nigga.
Where
I'm actually.
When I went to the movies.
I don't play about movies too. Like, I'm really trying to watch the movie.
Jordan really a movie buff.
You're a distraction. Shut up. So I would
like a place for a first date is like you're having communication. You're talking about yourself. You want to hear what the person has to say. Like, you're just actual dialogue. Like, it should not be something where we're like so engaged that we can't have a dialogue. I feel like that's like a third. Maybe like a third or fourth, I mean, fourth or fifth date kind of situation. Like the first three dates, I feel like we should be trying to like interact and chit chat. Like,
yeah. What? Why are we so distracted that we, you know, I wanted to ask you, like, well, do you remember your first date with your partner?
It was Starbucks.
So like, what was it? Like, was it awkward?
Like the actual date or how we got to Starbucks?
Because I feel like first dates just be awkward sometimes. I'm just curious.
First dates are very awkward.
Because it just seems like y'all seem like y'all click fast.
So first dates are awkward, and let me say what made it even awkward.
Here we go.
Yeah, I know. I got a story. I'm sorry. So let me tell you why. I pulled up to the Starbucks, and I was already dressed, but I was still getting myself together. But I pulled up to Starbucks, and I don't know if you, like, I'm not the best person. I don't park well. I can drive, but I don't park still. I always like to back into the spot, real G's back up. So I always like to back in. I do not like to pull in. And I'm really not that great at it. I'm good at backing up. I'm not great at pulling in. Anyway, so I'm struggling to actually back up into the spot. And lo and behold, who made it to the date on time before me? I'm thinking I'm early. They're already there looking at me in their car.
Oh no!
I get a text and saying, "Park that car, girl."
Park that car, girl. That is hilarious.
Something slick, like, "I wish you would park your car," or like, "What are you like?" Something like, basically, like, "Girl, park that car. Please, what are you doing?
How was you struggling?" Something about somebody watching you struggle, especially with parking. Oh God!
I was so embarrassed, and then I pulled into this. I pulled into the expectant mother spot.
Oh my God. Come on. What?
Later on, she was like, yeah. She was like, I was wondering if there was something I should know. Like, because you pulled into the.
Yes. You cannot make a yes life. That's so crazy.
Bitch, I was bad.
Bro, that is hilarious.
The first time
since I'll be
so, yeah, that made it very
it's so
awkward.
Funny that they have that as a parking spot as a woman, like who gonna check me?
Yeah,
exactly. I can be literally 6 weeks, like
exactly.
You're not gonna be bold enough to check me,
girl.
Another one I would take off of here, let's see. I'm sorry, someone Me reading this somewhere that requires a long drive, that could absolutely stay. I don't know you. Are you going to kill me? No.
Yeah, no. On a first date, I'm actually not riding with you. Unless I already know friends or something. Like, no.
No.
I will meet you there, bro.
There's not really anything else that I mean, coffee dates, I take away. Ice cream dates, I take away because I do both of those.
I feel like those are cool places. Like, I think these are people who are like, that's not good enough for me. Because like, why would you go on an ice cream date? You're really just getting to, I feel like people lose track of what is the point of a first date. On a first date, these are my intentions. This, I want to get to know you. I want to just talk to you.
They're trying to get to like, what can you do for me?
Coffee. Yeah, it's like, immediately, how much money you about to spend?
Or that's like, I'm trying to get a full meal. My thing is though, like, when I'm eating, I really like to be in comfortable company or by myself. So if I'm trying to eat a good meal, I don't want to be with a stranger asking me a bunch of questions. So that always dumbfounds me that people want to go get a fancy meal with a stranger because it's like, so what if you don't like them? Your food might be good, but now you're in an awkward position. I just don't get it. And then you spent time to look good and all that stuff. So I don't know. But I'm laughing, Jans, because bowling is on here. And
Oh my God. Not bowling, bro.
Y'all, I had someone approach me, but I think it was the amount of time that he took to initiate a first date. And he told me he was going to plan something for us. And then I think we had been talking for like almost 2 months. And then he tells me like, okay, so I think I've decided like we're going to go bowling.
Underwhelming.
And I was like, that's the big plan? The big shebang?
Is Jordan played the hell out of it?
The Big Bang Theory? Like, I was like.
And it's not about because it was.
There's nothing to plan.
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's nothing.
We could have went bowling weeks ago. So yeah, it's like for you to be waiting all this time just to go bowling, it was just so lackluster. Like, I don't even care to bowl. Like I used to be cool, but now it's not the same. And it's not even fun really with two people. I think it's better when you have a bunch of people bowling. Mm-hmm. So I was just like,
how soon do you think it's too soon for like double dates? If you're dating someone and let's say you and your best friend are dating someone and it's like, oh, you know, we just want a double date. How soon?
I think you don't want to go too early that you get exposed. Because, you know, you're with an established couple. God. Like we worked out the kinks. We know each other. Like I hear all the time about people going on like group vacations, like bay vacations where everybody brings a boo. And somebody will bring somebody they just met. And then they do something mad awkward or mad inappropriate. And it's in front of all your friends. I just, you know, was flirting with this girl, flirting with a wait. Like if you don't know them well enough to know how they are with alcohol or how they treat people. And then.
Y'all only been dating a month. Don't come on a vacation.
Yeah. So, Yams, when I get my boo, like, I'll probably say. I hit you up like to do a double date, maybe like we'll probably have to have like gone on a few dates by then. Yeah. Like
honestly, before you go on a double date, I feel like a group, like not a group hangout. What am I trying to say? I feel like
do you think it's necessary for your friends to kind of be able to like do you think there's a point where
out before having a double date, honestly?
But I'm saying, do you think as somebody dating, like if you were giving me advice, if I felt like I'm pretty sure you did this, like you brought like your boo around eventually. Do you feel like there's a point in time where you do that before you like take it serious? Or do you feel like you just, you know yourself that you mess with this person and then down the line, it don't matter when they meet your people?
Okay. I do feel like there's a point where I want them to meet my person. But, and I will tell you guys, like, I tell you certain things, you know what I'm trying to say, like, leading up. But as far as just jumping into the actual relationship and then when y'all meet, I don't feel like a step for me to jump in a relationship is for y'all to meet.
Yeah, it's like, nah, I fuck with them.
Way, yeah, it's okay. Like, I fuck with them. And if I'm telling you stuff and you're like, nah, y'all, that don't sound right. Oh, my God, that's so, you know what I'm trying to say? It's like, I get a feel like that before I actually feel like y'all need to interact.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes people be bringing their people around early, so and I'd be like, and then it's like, it don't even work out. It's like, oh, shoot. I mean, if it don't work out, though, I just mean, like, y'all didn't even make it to, like, real establishment. Like, I'm done with you.
That is awkward. It's like, y'all need to at least have some kind of chill up.
So I wanted to read things that women said was acceptable. So mainly everything that was unacceptable on the other list was pretty much like fast food chains, anywhere where you can go and get one of those gift cards that can be applied to multiple restaurants. It was saying no to that. And I'm like, come on now. So something that women said they do mess with is picnics, amusement parks. That's a no for me. Ice skating. So a lot of these are no for me just because I'm not very coordinated.
I wouldn't ice skate or go skating on a first date because, well, for one, I
don't it sounds really cute though. Like skate. On a movie, that
but,
they
but you can't really talk and interact. I'm thinking about Cascade Skating Rink, bro. They two turned up in there. How can her? We had a chat.
Yeah.
Even if they I jigging. Skate, like
they know it's splits coming up. Like,
yeah, like it's just on your shirt. Like you really like.
Bro, you in a whirlwind at Cascade. Oh, no.
Like, no. I mean, even if you're at Centennial and it's ice skating and it's like chilly out, like, it'd be packed. I just keep thinking, like, how are you communicating with this person?
Oh, that is hilarious.
That could be like a third thing. Not a first thing. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I like the idea of go-karting. I love that. But, you know, I found out that I'm really competitive, though, so I don't know, like, whoever that I'm doing it with, they would have to have like good, like I'm not mean, but I just feel like when I beat, like I beat, like if I beat you, I don't want you to feel emasculated or, I think I've experienced that. It was like,
if
ooh.
If they do, then they are not the right person.
This is the last date, off buddy.
Yeah. Because I feel like go-karting is actually kind of cute. Like, because you got to wait before your turn. You may play some other games, chit-chat. Like, I feel like I feel like that's a cute date. Like a Dave and Buster's. That's a cute date too.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually went on a first, when I was getting to know like an ex, we went to Dave and Buster's and we got kicked out.
Why? Cuz?
Yo, we got kicked out because so.
Y'all will. We
just got there.
Y'all, that was a lot.
We very much, yeah, very much were turn up people. So we had been drinking and we were like ready. So we come in and we were trying to get like some coins or upload our card or whatever. I think at the time, maybe they didn't have the cards though. I don't know. But anyways, he put his money in and it took his money, like straight up took a whole 20. And it was like, what? So then I think he was about to do it again. I was like, wait, no, like let's go tell somebody.
Yeah.
So we go get a manager and she's like, so she opens it up and she peeks and she's like, okay, so what number, what bill was it? And we say a 20. And she's like, I don't think so. And like, will not give him his money. So I've been drinking already. So I'm turned up. I'm like, that was his money. Like, why aren't you giving it to us? And I was like, it's because we're black. I was like, you're racist. And like I was just going in, and so she didn't ask security to escort us out. I guess it was on me. But that was so crazy.
That is
you just asked us what it was for $20, girl. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Just understand if it was a Big Benny. But it's $20. Just give me my check.
Did you even make $20 in tip tonight? You worry about this 20, girl. Bye.
You talk about me. You the one that's going. Well, I done been there for the Ayana slapbacks. Love them. Gotta be there.
You know, that Ayana has been in real.
Removed.
She been laying low.
She laying low. She sleep
she
right now.
She been laying low.
Hibernating. Ooh, if you gotta wake her up from her sleep. You been saying rawr.
I hope she don't come back like that. So,
Lord.
Anyway, among the list of places that you will not go on a first date, that women will not say they will not go on a first date, is Waffle House. Waffle House is not okay for a first date. We done have plenty of Waffle House experiences, okay? Waffle House is, a special place. So special.
Especially at night, Lord. You don't know what you're getting into.
You don't know what you get. You don't know who's going to be your server, who's going to be your cook, and who else going to be in there trying to eat. Like, it's really like, you don't know what's happening. You got to... But the
food spooky. Always,
it's spooky season.
You don't know what's going to go on.
I should have added a drum right there, Brad.
Ooh-wee.
But you really don't know. But I said I didn't say. Recently, Sierra did an interview. And so she was saying, I think they're asking her what's her guilty pleasure or what's a restaurant that she really loves. She can eat anytime. And Sierra said Waffle House. So for her birthday, her man's rented out a Waffle House for her. Like, not the experiences we had. I'm almost positive.
Yeah.
But I wonder what location it right now. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I really want to know these.
That's a good question, like, too. Like, how do you pinpoint that? Yeah.
Like,
is it one, like, close to her, like, where her parents stay at? Or
did y'all dress regular? Did they? I mean, I think they dressed.
And how did they shut it down? You know what I mean?
He paid and he rented that bit out.
No, I mean, as far as like, how do they keep people from coming? No orders, like, hey,
oh, like, we're closed.
Do they put like a sign up just to keep people from pulling up? You know what I mean? That's just so interesting to me. I think that's really fire, honestly.
And it's so special.
Like, I hate that. You know, Russell gets the whole simp thing because it's just like, y'all, what?
That's a hater.
By paying attention and learning your woman, you're a simp.
You're a lame if you're not doing what he's doing, or at least trying to do. Like, I'm not saying you gotta run me out of Waffle House, but I'm not going there on the first date either. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, there's two distinct differences. He rented out a Waffle House, but you're trying to take me to Waffle House. Like, there's difference.
Oh, Lord. For me, like, it's just that he paid attention to something that she liked. Because I feel like a lot of people, when they're giving gifts, they tend to just try to do what they feel like is extravagant, over the top, instead of really tapping into the person. Exactly. Yes, you gave me a gift. It's cool. But do you know me well enough? Because you may have spent all this money and I don't feel no way about it.
That's like, not even what I wanted. It's not sentimental. I do appreciate more sentimental gifts. I do like if I've been talking about something and then you're like, oh, like, okay, birthday, Christmas, whatever. Or not even any of those special events. It's like, oh, babe, I remember you were talking about this. Or, oh, babe, look at this. Like, and then it's something that I have been talking about that I completely forgot about and that you... I didn't think you remember. You know what I'm trying to say? Those are the kind of special things that I enjoy.
So shout out to Russell. Taking care of his wife.
Yes.
So speaking of Waffle House, Atlanta Waffle House employees are demanding $25 an hour, 24/7 security, and an end to mandatory meal deductions. So they're coming together across the Southeast demanding more pay. And I really feel like this is long overdue. I'm surprised that Waffle House, like, they're still paid so low, as popular as Waffle House is ours. Like, there's so
Waffle
many.
Waffle Houses are everywhere.
They're everywhere. And there are a lot of things that be popping off at Waffle House, especially with it being something that's open late. Like, I actually remember... I remember me and Kari leaving a club. I don't remember where we were going. It might have been IHOP, actually. But it was like police. There had been a shooting. And it's just like, yo, those be some dangerous places to be in. Like, seriously, they should have 24/7
security.
They
should definitely have some kind of protection, for sure. A lot of stuff happens at Waffle Houses.
And the demand that they have to, like, provide the food, the speed they provide the food at. Like, I definitely think
they be calling out them orders and I can't even keep up an hour.
Yeah. And the hours they work.
Yep.
We're in a time where it's just like, people are not paid enough to do minimum jobs. And it's crazy because people will be like, oh, you work at McDonald's, you work at Waffle House, like, you don't deserve to be paid $25 an hour. But you know how so many people are, yes, they make, like, I'm not trying to say that people that go to college don't deserve what they pay. But sometimes people be in positions and they don't be doing shit and be living a great life.
Lavish.
And I mean, if you work for it, you earned it, cool. But people that work hard, period, just deserve to be compensated. Yeah, teachers, exactly. Everybody, it don't matter. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what you're doing. Like, yeah. You hungry, ain't you? Like, you don't know how to cook. You overeating every day? Like, don't do that. Right.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. I stand with Waffle House. I stand with the Waffle House employees.
I stand with the Waffle House employees.
I absolutely do. Because that is crazy.
Also, I think it's called, is it called Michelin? Michelin?
Yes, Michelin.
Michelin. Okay. So Atlanta is officially a Michelin guide destination. Five Atlanta restaurants were awarded 1 star each. And the names are Atlas, Bachanlia, Hayakawa, Lazy Betty, and Muho. And a total of 45 restaurants were recognized in the guide. So I'm like, this is super big because from what I know, I feel like Michelin stars are like Cali, New York. So yeah. It's like, okay, Atlanta popping off a little bit.
We got street cred, but now we getting the official cred.
Yeah.
Shout out to my city.
So I don't know if this means more gentrification or, you know, we'll see how that... We'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
That wraps up the food talk. okay, y'all. This is wild. You guys, so DJ Envy seems to be maybe about to lose his job on The Breakfast Club. He was called out to be a part of kind of like a pyramid scheme. Well, I'm sorry, Ponzi scheme for real estate. So he had a friend that was in the real estate business and they were telling people to kind of like invest their money. We'll flip it for you. DJ Envy even had an advertisement on iHeartRadio. So now people are like, we've invested this money. We haven't received anything back. What's going on? So,
oh my God.
So I think Caesar Pena, he is a celebrity house flipper. He has been accused along with DJ Envy. And supposedly DJ Envy has nothing to do with the real estate deals in question. However, I'm just like, if you are using your platform, you are on a highly renowned radio TV show. Very big in hip hop. Y'all have had every celebrity known to hip hop.
You should black do some research on what you're getting into, bro. That's crazy.
Yo. But for me, it was really literally seeing a video go around where
trippy.
DJ Envy was really explaining like he tried to get his friends to participate and they did it. So let me play this for you guys.
I call Clue, mm-hmm. I call Fabulous, mm-hmm. I call Joe Budden, mm-hmm. right? Or Desert Storm family. And I said, hey guys, I'm doing real estate.
Not Desert Storm.
This is something that I think that, you know, you should invest a little bit of money in, try it out, and that way you can do it. Joe Budden told me it was a Ponzi scheme and I was going to go to jail.
And that's not even the full clip, darn it.
I'm sorry.
But anyways, so apparently,
all three of them people told that nigga it was a no.
This was Joe Budden's response. So take a listen.
As someone that he is not speaking to, we have not spoken about anything. And he calls me and starts talking about some real estate shit. For me, that's odd. We don't speak. And now you calling me, telling me that your man's with the government and he could get the buildings and there's a list, it'd be me, you, Queen Latifah, and whatever the fuck he was saying, because I was walking my dog in the backyard, so I don't want to stop listening at this point. But that just sounded fishy. You give me some money, you gonna tell you, you gonna get this, we're gonna get that, we're gonna...
In my words of real estate, I call three people. I call Clue, mm-hmm. I call Fabulous.
I wonder if it's gonna play that full thing.
Mm-hmm. Right? My Desert Storm family. And I said, hey guys, I'm doing real estate. This is something that I think that, you know, you should invest a little bit of money in, try it out, and that way you can do it. Joe Budden told me it was a Ponzi scheme and I was gonna go to jail.
No comment. I'm DJ Envy.
Sorry. No comment from DJ Envy is hilarious. Sorry to replay that. I thought it was going to expound more because he also asked Fabulous and DJ Clued, and he was just like, I really wanted, like, if you hear the rest of the clip, he's like, I just really wanted my guys. Like,
put
just,
his people on.
Yeah, wow. He was like, you know, like, I'm telling y'all. And so it's just like, so I bring this up to say, like, is there anything on social media that's a little spooky and could pop back up for you that you were like, oh man, if this pops back up.
Some shit that didn't age well.
It could hurt me. Not gonna lie, like, I be thinking one day when I'm old, something I say on this podcast, I might be like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
But yeah. I don't feel like I've posted anything. Yeah. Maybe Facebook. Ooh. I've deleted my Facebook so many times.
You
though.
Us both doing the ooh and the face at the same time.
It ain't no telling. It ain't
that
no telling.
On Facebook. I don't even look at the memories I'm old because I'd be like, bro, what would you be talking about, baby? Crazy.
Oh my God. I remember I was in this one relationship and Karee told me, she was like, I had to put y'all on mute. Like,
y'all
was putting up a status every day talking about, I love you. Like,
girl.
I was like, you're like, girl, I had to boop both y'all niggas.
Girl.
But yeah, I just used to go on rants. And so I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm glad I've never been on the Twitter. That's where y'all be digging. And how do they do that? I mean, does it just show? Because I'm not on Twitter. Like, can you just go in people's history and just keep going forever?
I mean, it's really not even a history. You can just scroll the timeline until it begins. If you got that much time in your hands, you're really looking for some dirt. From my tweet that I most recently did all the way to the very first tweet I did, you will see this.
Oh, hell no.
You will really be scrolling for like 10 years. Like, I've been on Twitter that long. Crazy.
I think I said 10 years.
I've been up for 10 years. You got that much time on your hands and you really trying to get me.
Because they be digging, yo. They be finding people.
Stuff on my
they said the N-word in 2005. They be like, what?
Oh my God, they were born. And boom, like crazy stuff.
Like Buddy, that was supposed to be in Lilo and Stitch. Like, I think he was going to be playing
the love interest. Woo.
Thank you. Sorry. Struggling. I was like, romance partner. What? Yes.
Close friend.
The love interest. He was supposed to be paying the love interest to her big sister, Lilo. Girl, they went digging in his tweets. Girl, he had a whole playlist and it was called like nigga shit. I said, what? He was removed immediately.
Oh my God.
We're taking back your role. We're going to find somebody else. We'll AI that shit. Joe ass ain't gonna be in there.
Oh.
Wow.
That hilarious. Is embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. Also, I think there's people who have jobs that do that. Like, that's their job. To really, like, go
to
back
dig?
And... Yes.
What are you, like,
are you really looking
a T-Page?
Maybe a T-Page, or if you're like...
What's that girl's name, Tasha?
You're getting hired as an actor. Who took the time to go back and find his tweets? You about to be in a Disney movie. Yeah, they probably got people just digging. They probably do. Like, that's their actual
be an investigator.
I don't know what kind of title would that be. Like, what would your title be if you were a...
Carmen San Diego. Fighting crime.
Jordan, what her title would be at work, and she said
Crime Stopper. Remember the Fox? Yeah, I had Crime Stopper because he was on that commercial. Girl, I don't know. I mean,
it's actually a lot of funny clips. On
Inspector Gadget? I don't know, nigga, because you was inspecting.
I'm thinking about an actual title, bro.
Oh, like a professional title. It's hard.
Yeah,
the way
I could have said professional title.
My brain is not going there. I'm not pulling nothing.
Carmen San Diego, Crime Stoppers, Inspector Gadget. I'm like, wow. And then it was that really
social media investigator. That's so lame.
It's probably a social media something.
I'm a social media analyst. Investigative analyst.
Oh my
and
God.
And I'm on your ass.
Oh my, oh my God. We're about to open a consulting firm.
Oh, wow. We'll be like Olivia Pope for social media.
Yeah.
Are we helping people clean up their mistakes? Or, I mean, what are we doing?
Can't be fixed.
We're just helping people find the truth?
Actually, it would be cool if we can help them fix it. You can go back and delete tweets.
Okay, we're going to have to really go incognito because the way people be after us, I've seen so many movies where people be those type of people and they be walking outside to their car. Bah! You've been doing too much. It's my business. Like, no.
What if you just call me the social media investigative analyst?
Yeah, absolutely.
A SMEA.
I thought you said smear. Will smear? Oh,
God. Back to smear, bruh.
Poor Will.
The smears are living wonderfully.
Speaking of embarrassment, can we get into Monique?
Oh, sis.
A lot of black women would say, why do you call him daddy?
Ooh.
Because he's raising me. He's raising me. My father probably stopped giving me what I needed when I was around 13 years old. So now you got a woman that's 13, and now I'm 35. And now I got a bunch of money, what we consider to be a bunch of money. Let me just be real clear about that, okay? Now I got this money. Now I'm taking care of everybody. Who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna make me grow up? But when that man, when we were just best friends, and when we got together, this is what he said to me. He said, when we were best friends and you were married to other men, you were not my responsibility. You were my sister, but not my responsibility. As my wife, you are my responsibility. Mm-hmm. And a lot of black women would say, why do you call him daddy? Because he's raised.
Okay, I'm sorry. This started. I was like, girl, you said it again? Oh, my bad, y'all.
So this is very much cringe. I cannot get through the whole video without cringing. I love Monique. I feel like she is a powerhouse. I truly believe that. But this was a little cringy. Like, I feel like, you know, daddy in the term of calling your significant other daddy is, in my head, reserved for, like, the bedroom. Or, I mean, maybe that is your nickname for him. But to the extent of, this is a very serious conversation.
Yeah, he's but she wasn't even using it. Yeah. She was using it like, no, he's
like,
my dad.
He's my daddy. I do believe your partner does help you to grow up. And I do believe that your partner kind of, not shapes you, but helps you become the best version of you. I believe that.
Yeah.
But as far as me calling my partner daddy, mama, like, like, to the point where they're like, literally, that's not, they are responsible for you as a spouse, as a partner. They do become responsible for you at a certain point. And you're responsible for them. Like, that is literally y'all's roles for each other. But the raising you part, my daddy stopped doing that at 13. Maybe that's the type of relationship she had with her father. You know what I mean? So that could say that. But I think my dad is, I mean, he's not necessarily still raising me. I'm 31. He's not still raising me, but he does still impart wisdom on me. Like, there's still gems that I can take from him. You know what I mean? Like, so maybe that's a representation of the relationship she had. So I don't want to judge or say, I mean, I don't know why she said that, but I cannot agree. That's not the same experience. No.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, a parent is somebody that is making decisions for you that is delegating, it's almost like you're not capable yet, like you don't have the tools yet. So for her to say that her husband is raising her, to me sounds like grooming and manipulation, because you're a grown woman. Like, if she could use the words, my husband is encouraging me, he's helping me to grow, like he inspires me to want to be better, But to say that your husband is raising you is just like a big red flag. Like, I don't know, like, that just does not sit well with me.
Was she trying to say? But the word
she said her dad stopped at 13.
Yeah, that's why I was like, maybe she had a different experience with her father. Like, I don't really know.
Like, and I'm thinking about, like, I'm thinking about my parents. Like, they both were really young. My mom, like, my dad, her dad was not in the picture. So there's a lot of things that my dad, like, my dad taught my mom how to drive. Like, so, but still, like, I still wouldn't say that's you raising her. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to be funny. Ever since Monique has been with this man, something has not been right. Like, it seems like he has really gotten in the middle of her relationships, kind of like with the two sisters and not SWB. What's the group? With Candy
and Tiny? Oh, that's not SWB. Oh my God.
Escape.
Escape, yes.
One of the sisters, she felt like she was like the bigger girl. Like, you know, she wasn't looked at as the cute one out the group. And then she has a glow up. She meets a guy and it's like, he's her manager. He's delegating, you know, how she does this move. He needs to be there for everything in every room. Like, they were saying it got to a point that when speaking to her as group members, them just trying to have a meeting and decide things, that if her husband was not there, like, she wouldn't speak. She wouldn't answer without her husband around. And I just, Monique gives me that. And I don't think there's an age. Like, I think we tend to look at, like, grooming as, you know, the Leonardo DiCaprio's dating the 20-year-olds. And, you know, people getting groomed at a young age dating somebody older. But maybe, like she said, maybe there are people that are older that are being groomed. And, like, age doesn't have a limit to that when, like, love and when those roles mend in your partner, like, you're fucking your dad. Like, I don't, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be, those roles should not be, no.
Do you feel like there's an age where your parents stop raising you?
Yeah. I don't know what age it is, but.
So what does it mean to, like, you? Raise a child?
To me, like, right now, I feel like when you're out in the world and you have your own responsibilities, your parents are no longer raising you. They can be there as, you know, help.
Guides,
sure.
Okay,
but at that point, the actions that you take every day, they're not there to, like, micromanage you. Like,
yeah.
Okay, are you eating vegetables? Are you exercising?
Right. Those are your choices and your
choices. Are you going to the dentist? Like, they're not able to be there to, like, nitpick and make sure you're doing things. Like, you're out on your own.
Yeah.
So for me, like, really, when you leave the house, I feel like you're no longer being raised. Like, you have the tools that they've instilled in you, and it's up to you to hopefully be using them well, and hopefully they taught you something. Not everybody has that experience either. So maybe that is what Monique was saying, but I think we really have to be careful about like blending roles of, especially when it comes to a partner.
Yeah.
No.
Because that can get real. The blurred lines is too blurry for me.
Yeah.
That's too blurry.
He just seems like he controls a lot, and like he's came in between a lot of her relationships. So I feel like Monique's now blackballed, and you have somebody telling you you're the best, you're great, you deserve this, you deserve that. You may overlook all of the sacrifices and great relationships you have because somebody is really getting into your head, making something seem like what it's not. You know, like, now you've got beefs with all these people except your daddy.
I'm sorry.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Except your daddy.
Like, Monique, but one thing I would say about Monique is she seems to really stand on, like, she be standing on business. She does not sway on what she feels. Like, when she's made her mind up, that's just what it is.
So,
Wow.
Woo. Well, you know, we all have our... Never mind.
Oh, boy.
Yes. All right, cuz. I think that's... Oh, I put on here... I don't want to talk about it now. It's said...
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want to end with the Taraji then?
Yeah, we can. Speaking of inner child, yeah.
Okay. Okay, guys, so I thought this was just something nice to leave yourself with today. So we have a clip from Taraji on The Breakfast Club. And then in this clip, she's just talking about needing to take care of the child in you, maybe so that you're not in a place where you are calling your partner mommy or daddy. Oh, man. You won't let me click it. Darn, I'm going to have to play it from my phone.
Right. I think I can
click it. Because their inner child still is so broken.
Yeah.
So what do you do when your inner child still needs to be loved?
You have to nurture it.
Okay, nurture that. You have to run that back for it.
Pay attention.
Oh, shoot.
All right. You do that because their inner child still is so broken?
Yeah.
So what do you do when your inner child still needs to be loved?
Because you have to nurture it. Mm-hmm. You have to nurture that little child. Pay attention to it. That child cries out for attention all the time. You have to pay attention. I play still to this day. That's what my salon is about. I have a salon in my house and I get my friends tease me all the time because I have a square, like a register. It's just, I used to play register when I was a kid. Mm. And as I grew up, I was like, I'm going to always purchase the things that I couldn't afford when I was a kid. Mm. I was told no so much because we couldn't afford it. And when I can afford, I'm going to get it. And so my salon is more like my playroom. And that's where I go when things become too much. I go in there and I tell people, don't call me. I have clients.
What do you do? You go through a whole, like...
Uh-huh. Yep. Wow. I have an appointment book and I make up appointments.
Wow.
I go there. I let my inner child play. And I have these dolls, these heads, and I do their hair. Mm-hmm. Like, one may have a wet set appointment. Mm-hmm. One may have a dye. I may have to cut.
Myself? Wow.
I went to the University of Utah.
Wow. That is so special. And it's good that she actually allows herself to go there because our inner child does need to be fed. And I feel like it's okay to acknowledge that and do what you need to do. Like, I don't see a problem with that. Like, whatever it is you do, she decided to share it. But I'm sure that we have something that we do that's like... letting our inner child be like free.
Yeah.
And I think because of maybe not always the trauma that we may have experienced when we were children, but because of just the way life is set up, sometimes we need to be free.
Okay.
We need a space to just, you know what, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do.
And that's like, it does not matter the age. Like, I know earlier we were talking about Halloween, like maybe people our age are starting to kind of like, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe it gets where it's like, okay, I'm not putting on a flipping costume. Come on. What the hell, Bob?
But, hold me down.
Oh! Never gonna let me die that down.
Never.
But yeah, I just thought that was so good of a piece. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's really a luxury to even be able to tap into that because some people don't have the luxury of... It's almost like a freedom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a freedom to be able to express yourself and to experience a joy outside of like responsibility. And I don't know. I think it's our job to find things. I really feel like we live in a capitalist society, so we have to work, unfortunately. But I don't think that we are put here just to work. And I don't know, I think it's important for us to find things that give us joy. And I think sometimes, like, we may not be working, but just caught up doing nothing. That's not feeding your inner child. That's just you not having any inspiration or will.
And that's not self-care either. Because people like to say, oh, self-care, feeding my... No, you're not. I feel like that's different. Feeding your inner child and self-care is different.
Yeah. So is there anything that you like to do to feed your inner child?
Ooh. I was thinking, but I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I need to do a better job of intentionally, like, doing things for that. Like, I feel like I haven't really, I mean, my inner child may be me going to these concerts because these are people, like, I think I spent so much of my childhood watching music videos. And, like,
living your dream.
I never thought that I never even imagined going to a concert. Like, what's that?
Yeah.
I didn't go to my first concert until high school. So that may be a part of it, like being able to go and have these experiences, especially too. I came from a household where, like, my parents are more so homebodies, so I didn't really get to go places. So now I just be like, okay, if an opportunity comes up, I'm going.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, my inner child, obviously, like I've told y'all, I do like to create things, so... but sometimes even when I'm creating things, there's like an intention of it being good. Like, no, just create, like, just
being
do it.
Free. Yeah. I think actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think that when I go to the park and I swing, I feel like that is so freeing. And I truly feel like a child. Like, it's like, it makes me happy. Like, I enjoy it. Like, oh my God, it just feels so good. It feels like warm and fuzzy on the inside. Like, you're just kind of thinking nothing. You're just like free, looking at whatever you're swinging, like whatever your eye catches as you swing. It's like you're carefree. You're not worried about this adulting shit. You're not worried about what's next. You're focused on swinging. And for me, I'm focused on not falling off because I don't like that.
I'm done. That's how I used to be. I used to be like that. Like, I used to love riding my bike, bro.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, I might need to really get back into that. I actually tried to ride a bike, and I'm not saying that I couldn't, but it just wasn't what it used to be. And I was like, ooh.
No, why don't you ride it a few miles?
Yeah.
You
know, right? A few miles.
Okay.
Shoot.
I mean, not a few miles, but you know, down the street and back.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa. Cause
get in your groove. Just get in a groove. That's what I'm trying to say. Once you get in
I used to also like to, like, bro, I had an Easy Bake Oven.
Cooking.
And bro, but it's not like cooking can be fun, but it's like you gotta wash dishes and shit after. It's like, damn. So that's the only thing. But if it's like a new recipe, maybe that's where it can be fun. Like, okay, ooh, I saw this recipe online. I will tell you, girl, I made something from TikTok this week. Disgusting. Oh my. Where did I go wrong?
What did you make?
I'm pretty sure you've seen it. It's like this, like, pasta where you put, like, the feta cheese and the tomatoes.
Oh, and put it in the oven?
Yes.
I don't think I would like that because of the feta cheese.
Yeah, I think that I'm realizing I don't like feta cheese.
Like, it looks cool, but I knew I wouldn't like
it. It was, like, wrapped up all in the noodle, and I was like, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, friend.
And I had literally, like, that was going to be my lunch. For a few days, well, for like 2 days, I was like, okay, this will be my lunch for Monday and Tuesday. Oh my God. I was like trying to find a way around it. I done added Alfredo sauce.
Oh,
not the same.
So did you still eat it?
I mean,
because the Alfredo and the feta.
It was a mistake.
Feta don't really melt though.
Eh.
Did it?
A mistake.
Okay. So I'm thinking about sour cream.
It was just like, why did I do that?
Oh, Lord.
That's all right. I'll be eating real good this weekend. Ew. Don't you worry. But I will not be making nothing else with no damn feta cheese. I'm done.
I'm sorry for it.
False. It was not good.
Dang. I want to challenge us this week to do something that feeds our inner child.
Oh, see you on Saturday and Sunday. We're up.
That's going to be us.
You know what I be doing? Dancing. Yes. The way we used to dance, girl, we had so a dance free. Every month. We had so a new free. Dance every month, bro. And if you didn't know the dance, you were lame.
I wasn't a dancer. I mean, you my would've. Friend and I used to make up dances. Well, she used to make them up and she used to try to teach them to me, but I was never that good at that. Like, not gonna lie. I was not that good at that. But I enjoyed it. It was fun. But
dang. I might have been the opposite, sis. Like, we held auditions and I was showing people how to pop lock and drop it.
Well, you should have been at my house.
We would have had a blast.
One thing I could do is pop, lock, and drop it.
But you still can. I can. Like, that's... I think that I've gained weight in my calf and thighs because when I go down, I'm like, it feels like more pressure. So I will be working to...
I don't know what I thought you were about to say, Jordan, but girl...
Yeah, no, something... I went down in the kitchen yesterday. I was just trying to play around. I was like,
A little challenge getting up.
I feel like this was, it's just like the pressure, like my calf.
It was lighter back then.
Like the bro, I can't explain it to y'all.
I understand. What
just know mean. This, it just was feeling real heavy and squishy. And I was like, oh my, let's get back on solid ground.
That's how that pop locking and jumping you did. Teaching all the masses.
I can't believe, bro. We was getting it.
You got to deal here like it's at the top, so you really like dropping it. Mommy, yeah. Make it roll when you pop. Bummy, drink it low. If your mama gave it to you, baby girl, let me know. All right, guys. So thanks for being here with us. I'm challenging all of us, like I said, to feed your inner child this week. We will come back with updates. We've been doing our thing. We got a new feature, y'all. So
guys, we have a voicemail.
Ooh.
You can actually hit us up. We can play it on the podcast. You can ask us questions. Maybe you have a scenario. Doesn't matter. Hit us up. Maybe you just want to show some love.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. Please do, y'all.
Our number is 470-713-5997.
Awesome. We cannot wait to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we love you guys. Have a wonderful week. Peace.